Jesus Christ came to this earth not to condemn the world, but to save it. And every Christian must understand that God's love transcends every boundary, every struggle, and every human condition. Welcome, beloved family, to another transformative episode of Jesus 365 Daily Christian Devotional. I'm absolutely electrified to be with you today because we're about to dive into one of the most crucial conversations of our time. A topic that demands both courage and compassion, wisdom and love. Can I tell you something? The enemy of our souls wants nothing more than to divide the body of Christ, to create walls where Jesus built bridges, to sow hatred where God planted love. But today, we're going to approach this sensitive subject with the heart of our Savior, full of grace, full of truth, and overflowing with redemptive love. Are you ready to discover how the Christian faith calls us to navigate difficult conversations with both biblical integrity and Christ-like compassion? Are you prepared to understand that every person, regardless of their struggles, their past, or their present circumstances, is fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of Almighty God? This is not just another devotional. This is a divine appointment with destiny. Our foundation today comes from Leviticus 18:22, where the Word of God declares specific moral boundaries. But listen carefully, family. Before we examine this verse, we must establish the proper context. The book of Leviticus was written as a holiness code for the nation of Israel, establishing divine standards for a people called to be set apart unto the Lord. Now, I want you to understand something profound. Every commandment in Scripture flows from the heart of a loving father who desires the absolute best for his children. When God establishes boundaries, he's not trying to restrict our joy. He's trying to protect our destiny. Every divine instruction is wrapped in love, seasoned with wisdom, and designed to lead us into abundant life. But here's what every Christian must grasp. The same Bible that calls certain behaviors sin also declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The same scripture that establishes moral standards also proclaims that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you see the beautiful balance? Truth and grace, righteousness and mercy, standards and love, all perfectly embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. The challenge for every believer is learning to hold biblical truth in one hand and unconditional love in the other. We cannot compromise the word, but we must never weaponize it. We cannot lower God's standards, but we must never raise ourselves above those who struggle to meet them. Now let me share with you an exclusive truth that will revolutionize your understanding. Jesus didn't come to this earth to point fingers. He came to extend hands. The Christian faith is not about condemnation. It's about transformation. It's not about exclusion. It's about invitation. It's not about rejection. It's about redemption. Think about this. When Jesus encountered the woman caught in adultery, what did he do? Did he organize a protest? Did he preach condemnation? No. He demonstrated the perfect balance of truth and grace. He said, "Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." Truth without condemnation, standards without rejection, love without compromise. Here's what I want every Christian to understand. Our primary calling is not to be moral police officers in our communities. Our primary calling is to be ambassadors of reconciliation. We are called to build bridges, not walls. We are called to offer hope, not condemnation. We are called to demonstrate the love of Christ in such a powerful way that hearts are drawn to the Savior. But this doesn't mean we ignore biblical truth. Oh no! It means we present truth wrapped in love, seasoned with grace, and delivered with humility. When we approach every human being, regardless of their lifestyle or struggles, with the recognition that we too are broken people in need of a Savior, everything changes. The exclusive truth of Christianity is this: there is no sin too great for the blood of Jesus to cover, no life too broken for God's grace to restore, and no person too far gone for divine love to reach. This is the message that changes everything. This is the truth that sets captives free. This is the exclusive power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what would happen if every Christian became known not for what we're against, but for who we're for? Not for our condemnation, but for our compassion. Not for our judgment, but for our Jesus. The authority of the Christian faith doesn't come from our ability to quote scripture accurately, though that's important. It doesn't come from our moral superiority, because we have none. The authority and power of our faith comes from the transformative love of Jesus Christ working through submitted vessels. Listen to me carefully. God has given the church divine authority, but it's the authority to heal, not hurt. It's the authority to restore, not reject. It's the authority to liberate, not legislate. When we understand the true nature of spiritual authority, we realize that our power is most perfectly displayed in our love. The same Jesus who called his disciples to be the light of the world also called them to love their enemies, pray for those who persecute them, and serve those who cannot serve them back. This is the revolutionary authority of the Christian faith, the power to love unconditionally while maintaining biblical convictions. I want you to understand something. When we approach people struggling with any sin, including homosexuality, from a position of spiritual superiority, we have already forfeited our authority to speak into their lives. But when we approach them as fellow travelers on the road to redemption, when we come with humility and genuine love, the power of God moves in supernatural ways. The authority of Christ compels us to speak truth, but it compels us even more to demonstrate love. The power of the gospel is not in our ability to condemn, but in our capacity to transform lives through the love of Jesus. This is the divine authority that changes hearts, transforms minds, and revolutionizes destinies. Here's a universal truth that applies to every Christian, everywhere, in every situation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. It's for the person struggling with homosexuality, and it's for the person struggling with pride. It's for the individual wrestling with sexual identity, and it's for the individual wrestling with unforgiveness. It's for the one battling addiction, and it's for the one battling religious self-righteousness. The universal application of our faith is this: every person needs Jesus, every heart needs healing, and every life needs the transforming power of God's love. The moment we begin to categorize sins or create hierarchies of brokenness, we have missed the heart of the gospel entirely. Can I tell you something that might challenge your thinking? The same grace that saved you from your sin is available to save anyone from their sin. The same mercy that covered your failures can cover anyone's failures. The same love that pursued you when you were running from God is pursuing every person who has not yet experienced his salvation. This is the beauty of the Christian faith. It's universally applicable, universally available, and universally transformative. There is no person beyond the reach of God's love, no life beyond the scope of his grace, and no situation beyond the power of his redemption. The universal call of every Christian is to be living demonstrations of this incredible love, walking testimonies of this amazing grace, and breathing examples of this transforming power. Family, I sense the Holy Spirit moving in this moment. I feel the love of Jesus flooding our hearts and minds. Before we pray together, I want you to open your heart to receive everything God wants to deposit in you today. His love, His grace, His wisdom, and His compassion for every person He places in your path. Let's pray together with one heart and one voice. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your amazing love. We thank you, Jesus, that you came not to condemn the world, but to save it. We thank you that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. We praise you that your grace is sufficient for every need, your mercy is new every morning, and your love never fails. Lord, we confess that too often we have been quick to judge and slow to love. We acknowledge that we have sometimes used your word as a weapon rather than as a healing balm. Forgive us, Father, for any time we have represented you poorly to those who desperately need to see your heart. God, we pray for every person who is struggling with questions of identity, sexuality, and belonging. We ask that you would surround them with your love, fill them with your peace, and reveal your truth to them in ways that draw them closer to you, not drive them away. Help them to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, deeply loved, and have incredible purpose in your kingdom. We also pray for the church, Lord. Give us wisdom to know how to love like Jesus while maintaining biblical truth. Help us to be known for our love, our grace, and our genuine care for every person. Teach us to build bridges instead of walls, to extend hands instead of pointing fingers, and to offer hope instead of condemnation. Father, we pray that you would use each of us as instruments of your peace, vessels of your love, and ambassadors of your grace. Help us to see every person through your eyes, as precious children created in your image, deserving of dignity, respect, and love. For those listening today who may be struggling with their identity or feeling rejected by the church, we pray that they would encounter the real Jesus today, the one who loves unconditionally, accepts completely, and transforms supernaturally. May they know that they have a place at your table, a purpose in your plan, and a future full of hope. And Lord, we pray for families who may be walking through difficult conversations and challenging situations. Give them your wisdom, your patience, and your love. Help them to navigate these waters with grace and truth, always pointing toward you as the source of healing and hope. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that love wins, grace reigns, and your kingdom advances through acts of kindness, demonstrations of love, and the power of the gospel. We thank you for hearing our prayer, and we trust you to work in ways beyond our imagination. Amen and amen. Beloved family, as we close today's devotional, I want to challenge every Christian listening to become an agent of God's love in your community. This week, I dare you to look for opportunities to demonstrate the love of Jesus to someone who might feel rejected, judged, or unwelcome in traditional church settings. Your call to action is simple but powerful. Be Jesus to someone who needs to see his love. Whether that's through a kind word, a genuine conversation, an act of service, or simply treating every person with dignity and respect, you have the power to change someone's perspective of Christianity, and more importantly, their understanding of Christ. Remember, we are not called to be perfect. We are called to be loving. We are not called to have all the answers. We are called to point people to the one who does. We are not called to change hearts. That's the Holy Spirit's job. But we are called to create environments where the Holy Spirit can work. The world is watching how Christians respond to difficult issues and challenging conversations. Let them see Jesus in us. Let them witness the love of God through our actions. Let them discover that the Christian faith is not about condemnation, but about transformation, hope, and unconditional love. Until we meet again tomorrow, may the love of Jesus fill your heart, may the grace of God guide your steps, and may the power of the Holy Spirit work through you to touch lives and change destinies. You are loved, you are called, and you are equipped to make a difference in this world for the glory of God. This is your host, reminding you that in Christ, every day is a new beginning, every moment is an opportunity for grace, and every person is a candidate for the transforming love of Jesus. Keep walking in victory, keep spreading his love, and keep believing for miracles. God bless you abundantly.